The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
All right, Charlie Smith, his first NFL regular season kick. Pre-game warm-ups, he hit from over 60. This is 56 yards away. The kick, it's up, it's out, and it's good. Charlie Smith.
So, Colin Buick, you sent us that little clip. Explain.
Charlie Smith, New Orleans Saints, 56-yard kick in the NFL. This guy's from County Down. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. So unlikely that this happens. Found out on Friday he was getting called up to the main roster. Now, New Orleans Saints are really struggling. They actually lost the game. But in the aftermath, there was a media scrum with Charlie Smith as this new star of the team. And he's so humble about it, but also charismatic. And I think the Americans will love him because he has a nice chiseled face as well, Pat. He looks the part. But it's an amazing story, really, because he had a great onside kick as well. It wasn't just the 56-yard kick. His family all flew out. It took 23 hours to get there because their flight to Chicago thereafter
once
got delayed.
They knew he was called up. They had to go.
Exactly. Got delayed because of weather. His dad was working in a shop serving a customer at the till and had to ring him back 5 minutes later after he found out the news. His mother's a teacher and she had to take today off and get a substitute in. That's how quickly all this happened.
Fantastic story. Okay, let's talk with the normal sport that we cover. Although Formula One, rare enough because it hasn't been exciting. But yesterday in Qatar, very exciting.
Well, it's incredible because Max Verstappen, I suppose you can't rule him out. And we were talking about this for, I suppose, the bones of 2 months now, you and I, about, well, he's not having a great year, but you can't rule him out entirely. And he had a hell of a weekend.
Yeah, he came, he won the Grand Prix in Qatar. And he's only 12 points off Lando Norris, who had a shocking experience.
Yeah, it was an absolutely dreadful weekend for Norris, and I don't know if the pressure has completely got to him or if this is a one-off, really poor performance. But either way, we're going right down to the wire for this.
I mean, he actually was speeding under a yellow flag, which is a safety flag.
Yeah.
And he got a 10-second penalty, and by the time you served that out, sure, his lead was gone. End of.
Which means that he's only 12 points ahead of Verstappen, and then Piastri
is there as well. So it'll be a
there's 25 points left to play for.
Okay. It makes for, you'd almost think it was a conspiracy, as some people online have suggested.
Well, there was nothing to talk about 3 months ago with this, and now it's second on our agenda and would have been first but for Charlie Smith's heroics.
Now let's talk rugby. And Munster have their winning streak has stopped.
Yeah,
paused, I suppose.
Paused. Yeah, that's a more positive way to look at it. It was a quite dramatic collapse in the second half where they conceded 26 points without reply
because
in Limerick against the Stormers.
21-7, wasn't it?
21-6 they were up.
Six, yeah.
And looking very good. Tyburn scored a great try where he had a dummy. Jack Crowley finished a brilliant team move, but then Jack Crowley had 90 seconds that he'll want to forget about when he had an intercepted pass that ended up being the winning try, and then he had a forward pass and that would have resulted in Munster winning the game when Tom Farrell went through after a brilliant crossfield kick. But look, Munster were excellent in the first half, as John Dobson, the Stormers head coach, said afterwards, talking on TV. He thought the game was over, so in the 43rd minute he put six forwards on the pitch for the Stormers, and it worked because they won the game.
And Leinster continue to win, which is good after their disappointing start to the season.
Yeah, funny enough, this game could have gone either way. So when you and I were at the Christmas party for the company on Friday night, Leinster beat the Dragons 24 points to 10. And look, they played okay in the end and they got a few decent enough tries, but they've been unconvincing so far this season under Leo Cullen. Wait till they get going properly, I suppose, and then we can judge them. But in the meantime, Ulster, they hammered Benetton on the same night, 47-13, and Connacht were brilliant, absolutely spectacular under Stuart Lancaster. They beat the Sharks, never beaten them before, 44 points to 17 in Connacht. So fantastic.
Looking good. Now, the Premier League, quite exciting matches. I was watching United, of course, came back from one down.
Yeah.
A brilliant goal from Xerxes right across the of the goal. Fantastic. How he got it into the corner of the net, I don't know.
Really good. And that's, I suppose, Xerxes has that technical ability, Pat, but he hadn't scored in his previous 24 Premier League games until yesterday. And Crystal Palace hadn't lost at Cedars Park in the Premier League since the 25th of February. So it's actually a brilliant result for United. Like you say, they came from 1-0 down to get that. So they're just so inconsistent, having lost with a man extra against Everton last week at Old Trafford. They had this result.
Now, it's interesting that Liverpool, they won yesterday. And for the first time since the death of Jota, they didn't mark the 20th minute. The suggestion might be that used to break their concentration.
Well, that's a very interesting point. We'll never be able to prove that, of course, because they're never going to say it. But
and Salah didn't play yesterday.
Salah stayed on the bench. Yeah, he started on the bench, and that's where he remained. Alexander Isak have scored his first Premier League goal for Liverpool as well. So that will ease the pressure slightly.
At the top of the table then, at Stamford Bridge, we had Arsenal visiting and Chelsea down to 10 men early on.
Yeah, Moises Caicedo was sent off, straight red card for a horrendous tackle on Mikel Merino. Enzo Maresca, the Chelsea manager, afterwards had no qualms with that decision, but he did reference a decision for Chelsea against Spurs a few weeks early with Rodrigo Bentancur when he should have been seeing his marching orders. Either way, Arsenal couldn't make their extra man pay that much advantage. Robert Sanchez made two spectacular saves in the Chelsea goal. One all had finished.
GA News?
Yeah, so it was a hell of a weekend. I mean, the Ulster semi-final in the football, I don't know if you saw this, but it went all the way to penalties and Scotstown eventually got the result. So that was it was a brilliant game. 4-2 it finished. This is available on the TG Cahir player. It finished 2-20 apiece between Scotstown and Newbridge. And at the same time, Ballygunner beat Airog in the Munster hurling final as well. So it was a hell of a weekend actually of GAA.
Colin Buick from Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.